Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 29 years ago, today, in 1995, Pixar's Toy Story, the first entirely computer-animated, feature-length film was released, and it became a significant critical and commercial success, marking a groundbreaking milestone in the animation industry. This film not only revolutionized how animated films were created, but also set the stage for future technological advancements in cinema. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 34 degrees with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some rain today, but we might see partly sunny skies later, with a high near 52 and a light south wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with more rain, a low around 39, and a gentle northeast breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 9, with a high tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a cloudy Saturday with rain likely and a high around 50. Saturday night brings a chance of rain, then mostly clear skies. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 51. Rain is possible Monday night with a low near 38. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is facing scrutiny over missing ballots from the recent federal election, prompting some city council members to propose state intervention. At a city council meeting, councilors Ed Flynn and Aaron Murphy introduced a resolution for the City Elections Commission to be placed under state receivership, but it failed to pass. Flynn criticized the election department for being unprepared, stating, "We simply cannot afford these mistakes during an important presidential election." Issues included polling locations running low on ballots and poor lighting at some sites. The Massachusetts Secretary of State has since launched an investigation into the matter. Now on to sports. On Sunday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles, at 8-2, visit the Los Angeles Rams, who are 5-5. The Eagles are favored by 3, with an over-under set at 48. Watch for Saquon Barkley against a Rams defense ranked 23rd overall. Tomorrow afternoon, the unbeaten Indiana Hoosiers face the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes in a high-stakes Big Ten clash at the Horseshoe. Indiana, led by Curtis Work, seeks its first win in Columbus since 1987. Ohio State, favored by 7 points, aims to extend its 28-game winning streak against Indiana. The over-under is set at 51.5. In local sports, last night, the Bruins edged out the Utah Hockey Club 1-0 at the Garden. Elias Lindholm scored the game-winning power play goal, assisted by Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak. Jonas Korpisalo was stellar, stopping 21 shots. The Bees now stand at 9-9-3. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins take on the Red Wings, sitting at 8-9-2 in Detroit. Also, tomorrow afternoon, Boston College takes on the formidable North Carolina Tar Heels in Chestnut Hill. The Eagles, 5-5, aim for bowl eligibility against a UNC team favored by 3.5. Then the Celtics, with a record of 12-3, take on the struggling Washington Wizards, who are 2-11, at Capital One Arena. The Celtics, on a 3-game win streak, are favored by 10.5 points. Sunday afternoon, the Pats head to Miami Gardens to face the Dolphins. Rookie Drake May, coming off a promising performance, will challenge Tua Tagovailoa, who's undefeated against New England. The 3-8 Patriots aim to upset the 4-6 Dolphins, who are on a playoff push. In top news, a new study reveals that over half of adults in the United States, nearly 137 million people, are eligible to take semaglutide, marketed as Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus. This medication is prescribed for type 2 diabetes treatment and weight management for individuals with obesity. While the popularity of semaglutide is rising, its high cost, approximately $900 for Ozempic and $1,350 for Wegovy each month, remains a significant barrier. Experts recommend consulting a physician to determine if you qualify for this potentially life-changing treatment. In business news, a recent study by the auto research firm iZcars reveals that Tesla has the highest rate of deadly accidents among car brands. Despite claims from Tesla CEO Elon Musk that Teslas are engineered to be the safest in the world, the Model S and Model Y rank among the most dangerous vehicles, with the Model S having a fatal accident rate nearly 4 times higher than the average car. The report indicates that Tesla experienced 5.6 fatal accidents per billion miles traveled. Critics argue that reliance on advanced driver assist technologies may lead to complacency, contributing to these alarming statistics. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $98,800. Ethereum is just under $3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is about 96 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In January, John Back was laid off from his position as a director at eBay after 13 years. Despite his extensive experience in the tech industry, he faced a daunting job search, applying to 135 openings, but only receiving 2 callbacks and no offers. This reflects a broader trend in America's labor market, where white-collar jobs, particularly in technology, are experiencing significant layoffs. New data shows hiring in IT has decreased by 27%. While engineering roles are down by 26%. However, there are signs of recovery, with tech job openings rebounding to 223,000. And in entertainment news, in an exciting development, Caesar Award winners Ella Rumpf and Louis Garrel will join Angelina Jolie in director Alice Winokur's first English language film, Stitches. The film follows American filmmaker Maxine, portrayed by Jolie, on a life-and-death journey during Paris Fashion Week. Filming is currently underway in Paris. The production team features renowned talents such as cinematographer Andrei Chamatov and costume designer Pascaline Chavan. Jolie's recent project, Maria, has generated awards buzz for her powerful portrayal of opera legend Maria Callas. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the German physicist and theoretical scientist, Albert Einstein. And he said, "Learn from yesterday. Live for today. Hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.